talk me through the process, how you would actually help someone and the equipment that you would use to do a rescue on the cliff?
Yes, sure. The equipment has changed over the years. Basically, it is very similar. If you're going to go down and do a go over the cliff, and bear in mind that Culver, the highest part of Culver, is about just over 200 foot. But when you get to the cliff edge, it's less than that, because the Bembridge Fort is the highest point. You would tackle that. First of all, you need what we used to call in the days a bag, which is basically a pair of canvas breeches, which are like shorts. And you put a leg into each of those, and you attach by always two ropes. That's not necessarily obvious in the immediately why you need two ropes, but it's very vital, because if one of them breaks, you've still got another one. They are, the lines, they're known as cliff lines, they are attached to what they call a holdfast. Now, a holdfast has to be a very strong point that you can secure anything to, and that was achieved by having some steel stakes of about inch and a half diameter, which were actually driven into the surface of the cliff using a big 7-pound mallet. So it was, you know, quite hard work driving these. We would usually put about four stakes in for a holdfast and then lash them together, and then the two cliff lines would be attached to that. We would also have what we called breaststroke men as well. Not that it necessarily had to be a man either as the cliff man or as the breaststroke man, just a term they used to use, because when I was running the Coast Guard, I think at the maximum we had four lady members in the team. But the breaststroke men or women, their job was to go to the edge of the cliff, see what was going on, watch what was happening with the cliff man or woman as they descended, and assist them when they came back up over the top of the cliff. One of the hardest things doing cliff work is when you get just to the top at the edge of the cliff, is getting that cliff person over the edge, because they've got to go from, because they're walking down the cliff, and you've got to turn your body through 90 degrees to walk on the top of the cliff. But when you're doing that with somebody else that you've brought up, or somebody you brought up in a stretcher, it's not that easy. So the breaststroke people had their work cut out. Just that last bit, it's only about 5 or 6 feet, and that's where the real hard work comes in. Obviously the cliff man has a lot of hard work as well, because it is quite physical going up and down. You can get lumps of chalk falling on you. That happens nearly every time. So, of course, they all wear cliff helmets to allow that to happen, or allow them to get down there safely, shall I say. But it wasn't unknown for people to come back, and we scrapped the cliff helmets after the rescue because of the dents in them. From time to time, you know, they used to get a little bit of injury on the shoulder, because the rocks would hit them on their shoulders as well. So that is, yeah, it's a basic setup. Over the years, in the early days, it was all hand hauling. So you needed at least 10 people up on the edge of the cliff to pull the lines, to pull the cliff man and the casualty back up. And 10 people can reasonably move two people over the cliff. Bear in mind, you've got their entire weight. So it was really quite hard work. As the years went on, though, we did get winches on the front of the vehicles, and then we got portable winches to be set up and carried by two people, which were a great innovation, because it took a lot of the hard work out of it. Yeah, you wouldn't have wanted more than three or four people to be rescued, because it was too physically exhausting. If that sort of thing happened, you'd get another team to come in and back you up. So yeah, that in brief summary is what was happening at the cliff top. In later years, obviously, earlier years, it was always controlled by whistles and a certain number of blasts on a whistle. But in later years, that was all controlled by radios.